Oh my gosh. Many of you are probably at the point where you're expanding your business. Some of you might be past the expansion and you're now pulling your hair out, wondering, oh my gosh, I need help. Most of you have no idea where to start when you need to outsource for help within your business or your growing company. Our guest today is the founder of the Professional VA and a virtual strategy expert. I can't wait for you to meet her. She's been supporting entrepreneurs virtually for more than a decade. That's a really long time and a lot of expertise behind her. She's passionate about growing your business. She's an author of Virtual Team Builder for Coaches and has a thriving online training program for aspiring virtual assistants. It will not take you long to figure out why she was chosen by me to be on the show and to teach you some ins and outs of figuring out the questions to ask when you're ready to expand, how you know how to bring the right business people on your team. So we're going to meet her in just a second. This is the Erin Strayer Show. If you are watching us from any other platform, because we're out there's a link right above you in the feed. Go ahead and click that. Come on over here and say hi to us. I already see Tiffany. Hey, it's been a long time, friend. Click that. Come over here and say hello to us. We'll make sure to say hello back. This is where we promote, cultivate, and expand amazing female entrepreneurs that are out there in the world doing things just a little bit differently. We talk about hot topics like expanding your business and hiring people and bringing them on. That's painful for so many of us to know how and where to look for resources. We're going to talk about that today, and we're going to give you workarounds to that very challenge right there. Who am I? I'm Erin Strayer, and recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them business beyond basics because most of them are indecisive, they're held hostage by their own fear, and honestly, they have become complacent and have settled for average. So I help them keep on task by setting obtainable goals, plugging gaping holes in their business and their personal lives, and I help them take their dreams to reality. Bottom line, I provide a executive level accountability sessions so that you and your business gets the attention to detail it deserves, and you start excelling in your business and making money. Holly Kyle, it's all about making money. Hi,
Yes, it
friend.
is. Hi, friend. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so good. I'm so
Good.
excited to have you here. Hi.
Oh, I've been so looking forward to being here today.
Cool. Hi, Bridgetti. She's coming all the way across the pond to say hi to us this morning. Yeah,
Awesome.
Tiffany's here. We got some friends with us this morning. That's
I
this
love it.
afternoon. Kim Boltzma's here. She's SEO Oprah. You guys get to talk, the two of you. Just
Oh,
saying.
nice.
Yeah, so VA strategy expert.
Yes,
Like
yes.
forever.
Well, that wasn't my initial background. I kind of fell into it. I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. My corporate background was in medical administration and consulting, and I ran a big rheumatology practice, and then I went out on my own. I was able to get doctors money, and they love that. And then I got sick. Life happens, and I got
Unfortunately.
a disease that I have mitochondrial disease, which nobody's ever heard of, and turns out there's really no treatment for it. But I had to change my whole life and what I was doing, and so I took those same business principles I was using, and I ended up applying them in a different way, to the more to the masses, I guess, as a virtual assistant, and fell into it. I needed something I could work from home, be flexible, and then I found out I loved supporting entrepreneurs in that way. It was just a really creative way to help build a business. And sometimes I got to be the confidant, the partner without signing a partnership agreement, and every day is different, which I love. So and now here we are, fast forward 12 years later, and I never thought I'd be doing what I'm doing, long term, but I love it. I can't imagine doing anything else. And I'm teaching others to do the same, which is really, something I'm very passionate about.
It's so good. It's so good. And like, one, kudos to figuring out how to make a business basically when you've just been given a, hey, we can't fix you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank
scenario,
you.
Right.
Yeah, it was, you know, I wallowed in it for a couple of weeks. I'm human. Right? You know,
we all got to have that little bit of time.
Yeah. I was angry. I wallowed and I was like, okay, but you know, it's at that point, then, you know, you just say, God, okay, what, how am I going to fix this and do it on my terms? You know, I needed something flexible. And that was really what it came down to. And I think that's for all of us, you know, sit down and figure out what's not working. And then, you know, what are some solutions to make it work? And so, you know, what wasn't working for me was I couldn't travel. What wasn't working for me was I actually couldn't drive for a while. And I was a single mom and I still had to have an income. You know, and I needed the flexibility because there were some days I just didn't feel like it. And so I needed to be able to work, you know, from 2 p.m. or at 10 a.m. And it just, this was what fit in my particular box. And, you know, I think a lot of us are afraid to look outside of the traditional norms. And I think the same goes for outsourcing. We think, gosh, we have to hire somebody 40 hours a week. No, you don't. You'd be amazed at what somebody 1 hour a week helping you can do for your business. And that is what I teach people is, you know, let's maximize your minutes because that's really what it comes to.
You guys, I'm just going to interrupt her for just a second. If you haven't figured out already, you better get a wheelbarrow because Holly's going to be dropping some nuggets like crazy today. Sharpen your pencil. I don't care. But we're going to like hit this running really fast here because what Holly wants to do is help you be more informed on when you are ready to expand or if you're already coming out of your seams and you like you're past the point of needing somebody to help you, how you go about knowing who's right, finding the right, recognizing the time. So we're going to like really dive in that. If you guys have questions as we're rolling, drop them in the feed. We love to handle those. So like, number one, how do you know if a virtual assistant's right for you, Holly?
So first things first, you have to know, are you ready to let go? Right. And that's so hard for us. It's hard for me and I teach it. So if you're like, oh God, nobody's going to do it better than me. You're right. Nobody will ever do it better than you because you created your system, your whatever. However, 80% is still better than what most people are getting. So you have to learn to say sometimes that good enough is good enough. Okay. But I'll tell you this, when you free up space and energy that you're doing things that are not revenue producing, and then you move yourself into revenue producing mode, your business is going to explode. So if you look at your time, here's a simple exercise. Okay. Look at your day and go, all right, I'm going to write down everything I'm doing and I'm going to put a mark next to everything that wasn't revenue producing. If you've got more than 4 things on that list, it's time for you to get some help. You know, it's just that simple. Because if you are spending more time doing non-revenue producing things, then you're wasting valuable time where you could be helping somebody with what your actual brilliance is. You know, I love that you feel like you need to do your newsletter. You don't. You really don't. Trust me. Let that go. It's okay.
Tiffany is like, right? Like, it's so hard because we as women especially, I think, are more control freaks. We're the only ones that can do it right. And we know it's done the right the first time. And I don't have to go and correct somebody else's spelling, or I don't have to correct punctuation, or I don't... Like, it sounds like me when I write it, or whatever the task is. Like, I know when I do it, it's done and done right. And
you get into this control and trust factor, and those are all really big things that are, they're part of our core values as women. I think it's genetically encoded.
Right.
And so, you know, if any of you are thinking, gosh, I just couldn't let go, you're not abnormal. You are perfectly like the rest of us. But so my advice is don't think about letting go of everything. Think about one thing. Okay. And it could be something simple as, I'm going to give somebody this blog post I wrote and I'm going to let them post it, or I'm going to let them hunt down for the picture. I'm going to let them unsubscribe. So here's a true story. I had somebody one time that for the first month that we worked together, all they did for me was they would forward an email to me with the letter U, and that was my cue to just unsubscribe. That was how we cleaned up her inbox. And so every time she was getting all these things, we spend on average, and I've tested this over and over again, on average 2 to 8 hours a month just deleting email.
Somebody write that in the comments. 2 to 8 hours?
Okay. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra 8 hours a month coaching somebody, delivering your product or service, and not dealing with email? You could do a ton of stuff and pay for a lot of people to help you at that rate. So just deleting email, if that's all you got off your plate, that's a huge thing. And it's really hard to screw up unsubscribing, right?
Right.
So that's an easy one to let go of. Super simple. You know, and some of it could be, I just need somebody to update the copyright date on my website, right? It might take you, because you're not a web person, might take you a half hour to figure out where that is. Me, it takes me 2 minutes. 2 minutes to go in, because I know right where it is. And I'm only going to bill you 2 minutes. Yeah. And so, you know, your half hour you got back, and I only charged you 2 minutes. That's gold. That is money in the bank. And that's where it's at, ladies, is you have to look at those little bitty pieces of things. You know, don't think website overhaul. Think, all right, this little thing, this nugget I need to take care of. Who can I give that to? Okay. And that's really, you know, you're overwhelmed. Take a look at what's not revenue producing and think of what's the one thing, if I got off my plate today, I could move forward and do something else. All right. And then make a plan to make that happen. So hopefully that helps.
I love Tiffany. She said her business is her fifth child.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Yeah. She does still work full time, and she has, you know, what she does is really her passion, and she's working towards leaving her job and running her program. And yeah, you're talking right to her.
I'm speaking her language. Speaking to her.
So at the point that you recognize, oh my gosh, I'd rather have somebody do that for me. Those easy tasks, that 2 minute task that might've taken me a half an hour or an entire day, depending.
I was trying to be nice. I'm not in the business of hurt and feelings today.
So when is it really, like, is there a definitive time to hire and reach out? And
yeah, so there's some things that you need to look for. You know, not working a full-time job aside, you know, because that's a whole different thing. But if you're working, you know, late nights, weekends, and if you're running late for appointments all the time or missing appointments, those kind of things are big red flags that you need help and it's time to hire somebody. Mm-hmm. So, and those are really the most common I see, you know, women take on so much. It's so hard for us to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And so because it's hard for us to say no, I want to teach you some new things to say yes to. Ooh. Say yes to help. Say yes to outsourcing. Say yes to growing your business and yes to yourself, really, and the passion that you have by doing things a little more creatively. And a lot of times that can happen through a virtual assistant. So, you know, it's just that simple. If no is so hard to say, then you got to figure out a way to say yes.
Oh, I like that. I like that. And I am a yes and person. Mm-hmm. Instead of an either or person.
Love that.
And so you're talking right to me. So now we're in this place where we've said yes. We're in this place where we have identified that somebody else clearly can do it as well as I can, or 80% as, you know, 20, whatever that 80-20 thing was that you threw
out. Yep.
Clearly they can't do it as well as me, but
obviously,
clearly they can probably do it faster, quicker, and as efficiently as me. So how do I find these people? Because for me, that's a really hard thing to trust my business with somebody else, to put that, to put it out there and go, okay, let's start with this. Let's see how you do. Okay, no, no, let's up the ante. But where do we find those people?
So
other than hiring, if we know you.
Well, hiring is brutal, okay? And so, I'll tell you, it's one of my least favorite things to do. I get a little anxious even doing it for myself. But I'll tell you this. So go to credible sources. Mm. That's the number one thing you can do.
And where do you find them?
Ask your friends that you trust. Okay. Who are they using? Mm-hmm. All right. You guys all know somebody who has hired a VA, and ask them, is your VA hiring, you know, taking on new clients? Do you know somebody? So go to your trusted circle of friends, your tribe. If you're in a Facebook group, Aaron, you've got a group.
Yep.
Go in there and ask, because that's really one of the places I think people forget to go. The other thing is there are some reputable virtual assistant organizations that have boards that you can post jobs to, RFPs. The IVAA, International Virtual Assistance Association, has an RFP process. Those are people who have been in it. They're doing it. They're doing the work, and they're reputable. They've got the organization behind them. If you know somebody like me and say, Holly, do you know somebody who specializes in Infusionsoft, in ClickFunnels, in ActiveCampaign? That's another thing. Be very, very specific about what you're looking for. Don't just say, I need help, because, you throw out a wide net, you're going to get a generalist. And I think that's one of the mistakes that a lot of entrepreneurs make, mm-hmm. is they hire a generalist when they really need specific help. So don't be afraid to say, I specifically need help with my WordPress website, using those kind of words. Because if you get an expert in Infusionsoft, I guarantee you they're going to know a lot of other stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. They didn't get there overnight. They learned a lot of things on the way. So, be prepared with what programs you use. And if you don't have those programs in place, if you need systems, say, here's what I have going on in my business now, and here's where I want to go. And be very clear about that and specific. But going to those things, don't go to Craigslist to hire. Don't,
Please don't.
Please don't. Please don't.
Please.
Look for people that you know, I think is really the biggest place. If you've got a trusted community, then you're going to be more likely to trust where you get the results. I don't refer anybody to my friends or my tribe that I can't stake my reputation on.
It's huge.
Right. And so going to your girlfriend's network is something you don't be afraid to do. It is not an admission of being weak or, anything. It is a celebration that you are growing, that you need help. Mm-hmm. And they're going to want to support you in that. So that's really, the two places I would say, a VA organization like, IVAA or the Global Association of Virtual Assistants. Those are the two that I'd recommend.
That's awesome. Clara. Hi, Clara. Thanks for joining. She said she was just Googling for information on VAs this weekend and would like to delegate some of her workload. She works full time trying to put together her business. So yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you know, congratulations for being ready to dip in that pool. It can be a little overwhelming, the process, but it's so exciting. And, you know, one of the things I'll tell you guys, if you've never done it before, prepare to be a little patient because it's going to take some time for you guys to get to know each other. So, you know, give it 90 days. Don't give up in the first 2 weeks because it's frustrating, because it will be. They're trying to learn you. You're trying to learn them. You're learning a way to communicate. And, you know, they're trying to come up to speed on your business overnight. And so just be patient, because they ultimately, the quality VA really wants you to succeed, because when you succeed, they succeed. And so if everybody just goes into it with the right expectations, then everybody feels good about it.
Yeah. And that's huge to point out too, Clara. I love what she said about putting a 90-day, 3-month trial out there. It's kind of like your 90-day sign on your new job, right? And each party is going, hey, is this going to be a great working relationship? Am I going to be the right fit for them? Are they the right fit for me? Are we going to have great communication? What's that look like? And figuring it out. And that's really how you should be doing business.
Like, exactly.
Yeah.
With any vendor that you're working with, really, you know, whether it's a VA or a coach, you know, don't expect things to happen overnight. You know, the reality is there's no magic pill.
Right.
That it takes relationships or work, mm-hmm. and that's all this is. It's a different relationship that you're bringing in to your business. It's, you know, it's like hiring a babysitter for your other baby,
right?
You know, and so you've got to do your due diligence, and that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about is,
yeah.
you know, when you do find somebody, how do you know? You know, that who you're hiring is the right person.
Yeah.
And so there are definitely some questions be asking. It's not the same as hiring somebody to flip hamburgers. Okay. And it's not the same as hiring a local personal assistant. There are some very specific things when you're hiring virtually. And so one of the things, I've got a list of 20 questions that I've put together that are super helpful. And I think Aaron's got it on the screen for you hiringvirtual.com. And just real quick, I want to tell you about this download you're going to get. It's got 20 questions. You don't have to ask them all. But it also tells you why you would ask that question.
That's beautiful.
And that's really what's important. You're looking for, and it's not just, you know, what do you do, right? Yeah. It really is about finding the right fit. When I'm looking for somebody, I like to work with people that have kids, because my why for doing my business is my son. Right. And I need somebody who's going to get that, you know, because if something happens, there's an emergency. I need them to understand that sometimes things happen with kids.
Sure.
And somebody who doesn't know that is not going to necessarily get that. And I think if we really look in some of these value pieces, so you'll find these questions are a little different. But it'll help you really feel comfortable about who you're talking to. And don't be afraid to walk away if you get that little in the back of your head that says, this isn't quite right.
Yeah.
You're anxious, and I know you want to hire, but you want this to be right. And so keep looking until your heart sings and you go, okay, this is somebody that I feel gets me and I get them. And I think we're a good match.
I love that. I love that. And that's so important. Also, like, your business is your baby. Just like mm-hmm. you said, you're hiring another babysitter. Who's going to be that person that you trust your baby with?
Yeah.
And if you get those little...
Yep.
something's just not, it's a little creepy. You know, you get the little creepy crawly hair standing up, the little red flag flying, whatever you want to call it, then that's a no. That's not the right person for you. So when you bring these people, how do you, like, I want to ask this too, because this is always a big question for me. How do I know how to start that relationship with that person?
Oh, that's such a good one.
That it ends up being, you know, it starts on the right foot, that it's going in the way that I want it to go, and that's all reciprocated. Because that's a huge thing for me. You know, these people aren't in my office. They don't come and clock in. Right?
Yeah. So good. I'm so glad you brought that up. It really starts off. I do a kickoff call with all of my clients, and that's what I teach all of our VA students to do, it to start that relationship on the right foot. Do a kickoff call. And in that kickoff call, set expectations. So for example, when I give, you know, if I'm the business owner, when I give you a task, my expectation is that you're going to be able to turn that around in 48 hours and then say, is that realistic? Because if they say to you, no, I don't work that fast, or no, that's good, then if it doesn't work that way, then you've said, okay, my expectation was this, that didn't happen. It's measurable, right? Sure. Okay. And you want things to be measurable. You've got to set some boundaries and those things. And then, you know, set expectations about how are you going to communicate with each other? Is it through email? Is it, you know, hopping on a Zoom call? Is it through text? Right. You know, if you're hiring a millennial, they communicate a whole different way than I do. Right. And that could be a huge mismatch. Right. And it has nothing to do with the qualifications. It has everything to do with how you feel like things are going, and they feel like things are fine because, you know, they're texting. And then all of a sudden you're like, yeah, this just isn't working out. And so, you know, having that conversation up front, and sometimes you're going to have some of these discussions in that discovery call process, but, you know, setting it down. The other thing that you should do in that very first call is I tell an entrepreneur, give me your top three things. I don't want to know any more than that. I just want to know your top three things that you want to focus on getting off your plate. Mm. Chances are really good that I'm going to be able to get those off of your plate in the first 2 weeks of working together. Okay. And here's what that does. That's a quick win. Yeah. And that's a success thing. You feel good about us working together. I feel good about us working together. And the trust starts to build. If you just give me entrepreneurial vomit about all the things that are overwhelming you, there's no way I can get that done. And I'm going to scramble trying to prioritize and figure out what's most important for you. And I barely know you at that point. And so if we focus in on those three things, then you and I know exactly what we're working on. And if I'm done in 24 hours, great. Give me three more. Okay. But, you know, don't unload everything, because you're setting yourself both up for frustration.
I love that. You guys, oh my gosh, cram-packed full, 28 solid minutes of Holly Kyle giving it to you, one thing after another, on how you can expand your business with ease, with knowledge, with the right tools, the right people. She's given us an amazing resource. We'll stick it back on the screen. It's also in the feed for you. This is her gift to you. It's 20 questions to ask when you're looking to expand your business, or you're already past the point of expansion and you're pulling your hair out and you need to know how and who and where to reach for help. So Holly is like an amazing, amazing resource. How do they find you, Holly?
So you can always find me at the website, hjkglobal.biz. I'm on Facebook. And very open to connecting, and you can ask me questions. That's what I want to be, a resource. So I look forward to hearing from all of you. And Erin, I do have actually a surprise for five of the people that opt in for the checklist. Uh-huh. I'm actually going to giving away copies of the book. So Go there. Five people. I'm going to draw them at the end of next week and ship out a copy of my book, Virtual Team Builder for Coaches.
You guys, so, what an unbelievable gift. That's amazing, Holly. That's absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. We got one last question, if you feel like addressing it before we
sure.
I know I want to be honorable of your time. Tiffany's asking, she said, so do you recommend allowing admin access to social media platforms? Is that specific to a social media VA?
Oh, such a good question, Tiffany. So I'm going to hit the first question about access because that falls into that trust factor. If you guys are not using something like LastPass mm-hmm. or KeepPass or something like that, a password vault, then you need to sign up, do the free service. You don't have to pay for it. But that is a way that you could share your password. They don't see it. And you can turn that off at any time. Okay. So that's how you can give them access to your different platforms and share that rather than them logging in. Now, if it's a business page, you can make them an editor on there. But if it's posting as you, Twitter, Instagram, things like that, then you're going to want to share access. A social media VA is probably the best way to go, but they're going to focus just on social media. And make sure if you're hiring a social media VA that they're not just going to be posting. Make sure they understand strategy behind why you need social media support. That it's not just putting stuff online. That it is the process of, driving traffic and gathering leads and building relationships. Because a lot of people say, oh, I know Facebook. I'm on Facebook all the time. Or, I use Pinterest and I get all kinds of recipes. And that's great. But from a business perspective, it doesn't necessarily cover what you need. So, dig in a little bit deeper and make sure just because they say they're a social media VA, that you dig in and say, okay, what kind of results are you seeing for your clients as far as traffic, leads? Likes don't equal dollars, ladies.
Amen. Right?
Likes don't equal dollars. So, you're looking at opt-ins and people spending money. So let's, find out about that. And if they can't quantify that in some way, next, move on to somebody else.
So this leads me into my question to you, since you have a VA Academy and yes. you train people, do you have people like that that have come up through your training that you recommend? Is that something that you do? Do you not necessarily farm people out, but recommend, okay, this person excelled. This is what they went into. I've watched them. They're vetted. Referrals.
Absolutely. So I do vet people. A lot of times what an entrepreneur will do is they'll come to me and they'll say, hey, Holly, I'm looking for somebody specific. I'll put a call out in my group. I will schedule a 15-minute screening call just to kind of go through some things. And then I will present that business owner with some options and say, all right, this person's been through the school. I know they've been trained. I've had a recent conversation. I know that this is somebody that I, feel like is a good fit for you and you should schedule a call with them. So I extend that to you. Anybody, feel free to hit me up if you're looking for something specific that I've got more than 500 people that are currently active in the school. So I've got access. Plus, I've been in the industry a long time. So for those of you who need some higher level things, not necessarily somebody who's new or newish, then, let me know and I can probably find you somebody.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Again, you guys, Holly, drop this amazing link in just for you. It is free. It's thehiringvirtual.com. It's 20 questions to ask when you're looking to bring somebody on board for you. Holly is an amazing resource for you. She has, just like she said, she has over 500 people that are currently, that's not who have already gone through. That's who's currently in her VA Academy and are vetted and working with her, and she is happy to refer those people on to you. Reach out to her. You guys, it's all about, that's what we do here on the Erin Strayer Show, is bring you resources so that you can work better, more efficient, more proficient inside of your business and the things that help you do that. So, Holly Kyle,
this was so much fun.
It's beautiful.
I had a blast.
It's brilliant. You guys, we really appreciate you being here. We're going to honor Holly's time. We're going to let her fly. You have been watching us on the Erin Strayer Show. Please, if you have comments, drop them in the feed. If you're watching the replay, we so appreciate that. We will loop back around and answer your questions if you have them. We're here live every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. And we'll see you right back here soon.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, all right. So good. We'll see you right back here soon, friends. Take care.
Thanks.